love you with all of our heart and all of our soul. And we want to now prepare for the Word of God. If you have your Bibles, turn with us to the Gospel is penned by Matthew. And that would be Matthew, the 16th chapter and verse number 18. Matthew 16 and 18, if you have found it, certainly say amen by giving us a thumbs up or heart. We thank God for His Word in total, making such a difference in our lives. If you found it again, give us a thumbs up to let us know that you have found the Word of God, the Gospel of Matthew, the New Testament, the 16th chapter, verse number 18. It reads, "And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it." I want to preach today from the sermonic title, Friendly Reminders. Friendly Reminders. Simply put, reminders are needed, reminders are necessary for those of us who every now and then experience senior moments, and that happens. We need someone to jog our memory, someone to remind us of what we are supposed to be doing, someone who reminds us of what we are supposed to be saying, where we're supposed to be going, and even someone that we're supposed to remember. I don't know about you, but every now and then I'll see people, not you, and I'll just say, I know their face, but I can't remember the name. Amen? I believe it's important for reminders to be friendly. Amen. I'm glad they call them friendly reminders. Why? Because we know the last thing we need is an unfriendly reminder. This sheds a negative light on our forgetfulness. Amen. I believe it is Jesus Christ who issues friendly reminders to His followers. And this is relevant to us today in the midst of this pandemic. In our text today, we have verse number 13, which kind of starts everything out. Jesus shows up in the region of Caesarea Philippi. It's also where He gives a pop quiz to His disciples. He says, I want to know, what are the people saying? What are you hearing on the streets? What's on social media? Who are they saying I am? I really want to know. Now, Jesus didn't need this to satisfy Him. He didn't need to be popular. He wanted to know. Some of them replied that the people are saying that you are John the Baptist. They think that you're John the Baptist, the one who went out and said that I'm preaching about the kingdom. Others say that you are Elijah. They really think, Jesus, you are Elijah. Some call you Jeremiah. It's been a misidentification. And others would just say he's one of the prophets. But Jesus says, what about you? Who do you say that I am? Simon Peter raises his hand, so to speak, steps up to the mic and says, I know. Amen. He says, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus says, Simon, son of Jonah, flesh and blood did not reveal that to you, but it had to come from heaven. Peter had a heavenly cheat sheet. He knew who the Lord was. And that truth is knowing who Jesus is and who He is today in the present tense. And let me just go ahead and put this in. Do you know Jesus Christ in the pardon of your sins? I'm going to go ahead and back up and say, you know what? If you remember nothing else about this message, I want to know, have you given your life and your heart to Jesus Christ? Peter knew who He was. And the church he's referring to is not a building. When he says, I build my church, he's talking about a body of believers. Ecclesia in the Greek means an assembly. If Christ is the center of who you believe, don't muzzle His truth. It can be proclaimed in your home. We're doing that this morning. You can proclaim Jesus in your neighborhood. You can proclaim Jesus on the workplace. Amen? We hear so many things in the workplace. Why not some faith? Praise God. So Jesus is reminding us that He, first of all, He built the church. He owns the church. He'll protect the church. Let's start. He built the church. I will build my church. Jesus was sharing what he was going to do in the near future. He's saying, let me put the wheels in motion about what's going to happen. He was not talking about brick and mortar. He was not talking about a physical structure, but he was talking about building the church and believers on a truth. Now, Peter's name in the Greek really means stone or rock, but this was bigger than Peter. A little later in 1 Peter 2 and 5, he says, you also are lively stones, or built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. And so you got to see yourself in that light, is that you're not a walking building, but wherever you go, you take the Lord Jesus Christ with you. On your porch, you're the church. Going through drive-through, you are the church. You are the church. And Jesus talks about that. 1 Peter 2 and 9 reminds us, what? That we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. I like this. A peculiar people. You know, anybody ever called you strange because you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? They think you are a little off, or you own for Jesus. He who has shown forth his praises, who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Jesus is still in the building business, building and repairing broken lives. He's doing it even right now as we speak. I recall hearing my mother and some of the saints of old say, you know, Lord, in their prayers, build me up while I'm torn down. I said, well, what in the world are they talking about? Sometimes in life, you'll find yourself at a low place. Ask the Lord to continue to transform you and to build you up. So Jesus built the church, and he also owns the church. Amen. Yeah. That I will build my church, not your church. Jesus has signed a copy of the deed. It is on file in heaven, signed by the blood that was shed there at the cross. Documentation is also in the Holy Bible. Any question about who owns the church? No, the pastor does not own the church, because you can't own the people. Often hear, and I've said it before, you know, our people. Well, they're really God's people. And we love them because they make up the church. It's not just the church, but Psalm 24 reminds us that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and those who dwell within. Aren't you glad that he owns everything? Amen. You own a thing or two, you know, a little dust in your pocket. You got something you paid for, but Jesus paid it all. And all to him I owe. Sin has left a crimson stain, but he has washed me whiter than snow. 1 Corinthians 6 and 20, another truth that Paul mentions. He says, for you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body, in your spirit, which are God's. He has ownership of you. Amen. He made you. Amen. Your DNA is important because of who you are and whose you are. His ownership ought to be evident in our daily lives, evident in the way we treat others, evident in the way we love others. Who owns you? I'm owned by the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Not only are we to be reminded that Jesus owns the church and that he built the church, but finally, he also is protecting his church. The gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. That is the church. That is the body of believers. Now, Bible scholars have certainly debated about the actual meaning of the phrase, the gates of Hades or the gates of hell. He shall not prevail against it. He shall not win. In ancient times, the cities would always have gates or walls in the battle to protect them from the enemy. But this gates of hell or Hades talks about the power of the enemy. But I'm so glad when I look at 1 John 4 and 4, it says, you are of God, little children, and you have overcome them. That is the opposition, because greater is he that is within you than he that is within the world. Did you realize that you're on the winning team? Amen. That you know how the story is going to end, and you know who it is that protects you and keeps you through seen and unseen dangers. Ever had some things happen? You realize, boy, that was a close call. No, that was the Lord who looked out for you.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You talk about some close calls. God has all power. Amen?
Amen.
And there's power in the words that he speaks. He speaks power. Jesus says in Matthew 24 and 35, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words will not pass away. Amen. And that's why we need the word of God. Give me a little handbook or something about how I can be better in 30 days. No, give me the word of God. Anybody know the word of God has power? The word of God will sustain you. The word of God will keep you in every way, that with all that's happening, you can read a word in the midst of your fear and you'll feel better. Why? Because it is the word of God. God breathed. Amen. And just a friendly reminder, his word can still change lives. So this is the season that we're not in a physical building, but we as a church should not let anyone or any person keep us from sharing the word of God. You know, I'm the master of the slip it in. I'll find ways with a good forecast to say, you know what? Praise the Lord. It's a good day that the Lord has made. You don't need to give me a half an inch and I will drop it in. The world needs to hear from us. We got to remind them, those who may have lost the faith, say, child, God will make a way. I was thinking about even what we're in now. But you know, our parents and foreparents went through some tough things. I would hear stories about how we had cornbread and beans. Now, that wouldn't be your kind of diet. But did not God sustain them and keep them and remind them that he will bring them out no matter what they're facing? Amen. So let no one keep you, reminder, from sharing the word of God. Let no one keep you, reminder, from praising the Lord. Let no one keep you, reminder, from giving him praise and giving him glory and giving him honor. Now, I believe that's what happened in the life of Peter. He could not have been the same. In fact, his life changed after that encounter with Jesus. He was an unschooled, roughneck fisherman who decided to quit his job and follow what was considered a radical in the person of Jesus Christ. He followed Jesus. Amen. And Jesus gave his life for the Peters in our lives. He went to an old rugged cross. He died there. See, we can't forget that. Even in the midst of hard times, yet, Lord, you died for me. On the day of Pentecost, Peter did not have a building. He had to minister outside of the building. But did that brother preach? He sure did. The Bible says 3,000 souls were saved because he preached the word of God. Peter reminded them of what the Lord had brought them through. He reminded them of what the Lord had gone through on their behalf. Can I remind you of the sacrifice that was made for you and made for me? He preached the good news and folk got baptized right there on the spot. He reminded them of what the Lord had done.
Yeah.
One day he saved me. Mm-hmm. It was a Friday night in 1965. A few days later, I was baptized. They didn't waste much time back then. They got to get you in the water soon. And today, this is my testimony. Oh, what he has done for me, I never shall forget. I'm reminded of what he's done for me. He picked me up out the miry clay. Well, Reverend, I've never been in the clay, or you were stuck in some places, and so was I. Oh, I can't forget that he picked me up and turned me around. I don't know about you, but I was heading in the wrong direction. It was a one way. I thought it was the right way, but I know that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh to the Father except by him. Oh, what he's done for me. Prepared me a home in glory. What has he done for you? Think about it. Don't let a senior moment keep you depressed. But think about what the Lord has done. He's built this faith on you and built on the truth. Friendly reminders. That means these are reminders that come with a smile. Let's bow our heads today. Father, we thank you for this word. Every now and then in the midst of struggle, we will forget what you've done and the history that we have with you. It is our prayer today, God, there's one listening to the sound of my voice, that they may know that Jesus Christ is the way. I pray even now for that person who is in sin and not sure where the next move they ought to make. Let them know that Jesus Christ is the way. So even now, if you're listening, if you're watching, your life can be changed on the spot. We say, Reverend, that's easy. When you confess, it makes a difference. When you know that he's there for you, take a leap of faith today. Why not try him? You've tried everything else. It hadn't worked. Try Jesus, for he's all right. I've tried him, and so many others have tried him. Yeah, give him a test and see if he won't come through. Do it today, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Praise God. That is the word of God. Amen. We're excited about what the Lord is doing. Amen. Yeah, you forget stuff. Don't you forget Jesus. Want to let you know, certainly, that all that's happening in the life of our church, we want to keep you updated. Maybe you're out there and you say, you know, Reverend, before the pandemic, I didn't have a church home and didn't really go, but I watch you. Well, don't just be a fan. Be a follower, amen, of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a virtual ministry for the time being. And we want to be able to give our information to you and to receive your information. Thank you, thank you, thank you for those who have sacrificed and are giving online. To God be the glory. We thank God for your faithfulness. For those who have been given in a traditional way, thank you. You can't be God-given, no matter how hard that you try. And also know that we are praying for you. There are many things that we hear from day to day. We start hearing about how this pandemic is affecting people that we know or don't know. Nevertheless, we got to stay prayed up. And for you, it may not be the pandemic. It may be something else. You say, Reverend, I need some prayer. It's okay to ask for prayer. And you know he'll come through for you to the glory of God. Amen. Remind you, as always, you can check out the broadcast by way of Seeds of Encouragement, Rejoice Musical Soul Food Network. You can find a link on our page. If you want to get music all day long, all of them, Siri, all of them are playing music on the Rejoice Musical Soul Food Network. Mike Chandler, a good longtime friend of mine, president and CEO, to God be the glory. Amen. Also want to let you know that each Sunday I try to find something from the archives in terms of music. And I always try to find a song to go home with. Amen. And this is from the Springfield Baptist Church in Live Oak, Florida. Can I talk about Live Oak, Florida? Man, that's a big city where I'm from. Some years ago, we were able to share in revival. And this family, the Herring family, they always come and bless us. A couple years ago, this young man leading the song is a little older now, but let's just get a little bit of down home as we close out, and we'll come back and talk about another special thing for you. thank my wife. She was the videographer. She would just pick up her phone and take all the time to the glory of God. I want to certainly end the broadcast today to share with you, amen, this book you've heard me talk about. And it so happens that we're in a time and a space where a lot of instruction is taking place at home. They're distance learning. And I want to just let you know about this book that I put out a couple of years ago, Leading by Example, A Parental Guide to Teaching and Modeling Christian Faith at Home. Put this on your shelf. Put this as a part of your curriculum. You know, it was a big debate back in the 60s about how in the world are they going to take prayer out of school? How can they take Bible reading out of school? Well, you can't go in the building in most places. So guess what? Prayer ought to be in your home, and Bible study ought to be in your home. This guide will help to take you step by step, lesson plans, and things that are age appropriate. Wow. Well, it has been a great time we've shared with you. You can find a link to this book on our website, and we want to let you know that we appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. Let someone else know that Harvest Broadcast is on every Sunday at 9:30, but then we might break in during the week and give God some praise. Amen. On behalf of the entire team. Amen. That's right. The entire team. We thank the Harvest team for being able to help us to put this broadcast on. And, you know, they're in the building. They're in the house today. So we let you know that we love you in the Lord, and we're continuing to pray for you. Have a blessed day, a blessed moment in the Lord today. Mm-hmm.